From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. A Russian search and recovery operation is continuing around the clock in the Black Sea, where a military passenger plane crashed Sunday, killing at least 92 people on board. Russia held a national day of mourning Monday in honor of the dead. The plane was on its way from Sochi to a Russian military base in Syria. There were no survivors. The cause of the crash is not yet known. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe will visit Pearl Harbor with President Barack Obama on Tuesday to express the value of reconciliation between Japan and the United States. The White House has said Mr. Abe's visit would highlight the alliance between the former enemies. Abe will be the first Japanese incumbent prime minister to visit Pearl Harbor since 1951. The visit Tuesday comes 75 years after the attack that thrust the United States into World War II. India has successfully test-fired its nuclear-capable intercontinental Agni-5 missile. The missile can hit targets more than 5,000 kilometers away. It was the fourth test of the missile. Defense analysts say the long-range Agni-5 was developed with an eye on China, which India views as a threat. Indian leaders welcomed the successful test of the Agni, which means fire in Hindi and Sanskrit. Egypt says it has arrested an Al Jazeera producer. The Interior Ministry identified the broadcaster as Mahmoud Hussein. He was arrested Friday on charges of disturbing security and spreading false news accounts. Al Jazeera says the charges are fabricated and demands that Hussein be released immediately. Al Jazeera's news coverage is often criticized by the Egyptian government. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama visited American troops at a military base Sunday, perhaps for the last time during his presidency. Mr. Obama and his family are vacationing in Hawaii. He called his time as commander-in-chief the privilege of his life.
Although this will be my last time addressing you as president, I want you to know that as a citizen, my gratitude will remain and our commitment to standing by you every step of the way That won't stop.
Meanwhile, Mr. Obama told interviewer David Axelrod, a former advisor, that he has utmost confidence in his vision for the country and that had he run again, he would have defeated Donald Trump in the recent U.S. presidential election. Police in the Midwestern U.S. city of Chicago say more than 40 people were shot over the Christmas weekend. 12 of those people died of their wounds. More than 700 homicides have been reported in Chicago this year. English singer George Michael has died at the age of 53. Michael enjoyed immense popularity early in his career as a teen idol with a group Wham. This woman lives in his village.
I saw him about 6 or 7 weeks ago at, we have a lovely Italian restaurant in the village, and he was there and I was there with my family. He was at the next table and he was very quiet, but he didn't look well.
Michael died at his home in Oxfordshire, England, on Christmas Day, according to his manager, of heart failure. Senior officials from China, Pakistan, and Russia will meet in Moscow on Tuesday. They will review the growing threat to their frontiers posed by Islamic State extremists in Afghanistan. The countries say they have been driven to joint action by the terrorist group's growing influence in that country, but they say they may include Iran in the next meeting. The Iranian government will not be invited to the talks and reportedly is questioning the motives of the meeting. Police in Thailand have arrested 9 more people for hacking government computers following a wave of cyber attacks. Those attacks were a protest against a new law restricting internet use. Police say one of those arrested was teenager Nat Danay Kangdi, who was charged with in connection with the attacks that blocked some government websites and leaked data. They say he confessed to carrying out the hacking. Hackers say they are protesting recent amendments to the country's Computer Crimes Act, which activists say will be a setback to Thailand's reputation as a regional leader of free speech. If you'd like more information on these and other stories, take a look at our website. It's voanews.com. I'm Dave DeForest in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.